Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you could call us toll-free 1-800-968-1497. You can also visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, it's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you could do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. That's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. As I've been talking in podcasts from earlier this summer, the state of Michigan has, as of July 2nd, changed their no-fault reform for auto insurance. A few of the changes that took place are the minimum bodily injury liability limits changed. The minimum, absolute minimum that you could purchase prior to 7-2 was $20,000 per person, $40,000 per accident. As of July 2nd, for in-force policies, the minimum is $250,000 per person, $500,000 per accident, or $500,000 in a combined single limit. But the absolute minimum that you can purchase by signing a statement with the to send into the state of Michigan is $50,000 per person, $100,000 per accident. As I explained in previous podcasts, the reason that we feel the bodily injury limit minimums have changed is because of the second part of the no-fault reform, and that is people are either able to choose a different medical limit rather than sticking with the unlimited medical or for as long as medically necessary for your auto injuries, to either a dollar limit or if you've got a qualifying health plan, a health plan that has a $6,000 or less deductible per person, or Medicare Parts A and B that would be primary in an auto accident, you could essentially opt out of medical coverage altogether. So in case of an auto accident, instead of turning your medical bills and wage loss bills into your insurance carrier, you would have to rely on your disability policy and your health insurance or Medicare to cover your injuries. Now, this is in relation to lower the overall cost for insurance here in the state of Michigan. State of Michigan has some of the highest rates in the country. So by offering different medical limits is trying to allow people the option to lower their insurance rates. And essentially, if you've got a primary health insurance policy or a health insurance policy or Medicare Parts A and B that would be primary in an auto accident, you could eliminate the stacking or the doubling up of coverage. If you've got coverage on your auto policy and your health insurance policy, you know, you may have that option to just opt for your health insurance instead of allowing the auto insurance to cover it. Me personally, I've been in several serious car accidents. I know the value of having unlimited medical, so for me and my household, we're going to continue with the unlimited medical. All right. Now, again, as I mentioned, the minimum bodily injury coverage is there because people can choose their own medical limit. Now, what if they choose incorrectly? What if they rely on their health insurance and get into a serious car accident and find out that they've got a $6,000 deductible that they have to pay before, you know, the insurance company will cover it? What about office copays? What about prescription copays? What about out-of-networks, out-of-pockets? What about durable medical equipment that may or may not be covered? These are all things that come into play. And God forbid you become a paraplegic or quadriplegic in an auto accident, you're unfortunately going to find out real quick what your health insurance will and won't pay for. What if the at-fault party has no insurance? There's some estimates saying that about 20% of Michigan residents don't carry auto insurance, and that's a scary percentage. 20% of Michigan residents. So it's one out of five people driving on the roads here in the state of Michigan are not insured. Okay. What if they carry limits that are lower than what the state requires? What if they figure they're going to save as much money as they can? They're going to get the lowest limits possible, 50, 100, which is legal, but there's going to be recourse for that. What if you opted out of medical coverage, or you decided to choose a dollar amount and you've become a paraplegic or worse because of the accident? You know, you're going to find out very quickly, you know, you've got your annual deductible, you've got annual copays, you've got out-of-pockets, you've got out-of-networks, you've got possible limitations, exclusions, other things that may occur because you've decided to go with your health insurance to cover you in case of an auto accident. Is there any recourse? Well, yes. Yes, there is. You could purchase two coverages. One is uninsured motorist, and two is underinsured motorist. All right. Now, these are optional coverages in the state of Michigan, meaning they're not required by the state. So you can opt out of purchasing these coverages. But let me tell you, in today's economic climate, with 20% of Michigan's residents not carrying auto insurance, you darn well better have uninsured and underinsured motorist on your policy at the limits, same limits as your bodily injury limit. All right. Now, let me explain what these coverages are. Uninsured motorist coverage provides excess, no-fault personal injury protection and other economic losses, including pain and suffering, in an automobile accident caused by a driver who is uninsured. That is, someone who does not carry auto insurance coverage as required by Michigan law. All right? Pretty straightforward. Uninsured motorist coverage covers you against uninsured motorists. Okay. Now, this is an excess coverage, meaning that all other avenues for coverage will need to be exhausted first. Okay. So let's say your health insurance, there is some sort of a cap regarding physical therapy or something like that. Okay. That's met its cap, but you still need more physical therapy. Well, you don't have any additional coverage for that. Or let's say that there's some sort of procedure that you found out that your health insurance isn't going to cover. Even though it's related to an auto accident, your health insurance plan does not cover it. All right. Situations like that, you can go to the uninsured motorist coverage to get coverage for that. All right. Now, underinsured motorist, it provides the same excess, no-fault personal injury protection and other economic loss, including pain and suffering, an automobile accident by a driver who is underinsured, according to the state of Michigan. So that means they either have or they have below $250,000 per person, $500,000 per accident, or $500,000 combined single limit. So if you've got somebody that's got $500,000 per person, $100,000 per accident, they are underinsured in the eyes of the state of Michigan. So again, you get into an accident with these people, and you find out that your health insurance or your Medicare plan doesn't cover certain services or certain equipment that you need to maintain your lifestyle after this accident. You know, say you need a motorized wheelchair, or you need a ramp built onto your home, or you need grab handles in the shower. Maybe you need a toilet chair. You know, all these kinds of things that may be related to this auto accident that may not be covered by your health insurance or by Medicare. You would be able to go to the underinsured motorist coverage to get coverage for that. Our recommendation, as always, is to get uninsured and underinsured limits that match your bodily injury. So if you've got $250,000 per person, $500,000 per accident, then you should have uninsured motorist and underinsured motorist at the same limit, $250,000 per person, $500,000 per accident. If you've got a combined single limit, that means your bodily injury and property damage are combined into one limit of $500,000, then your uninsured and underinsured motorist had better be that $500,000. Again, these are optional coverages. They're two separate coverages. So you could purchase uninsured motorist and not have underinsured motorist. Or you could purchase underinsured motorist and not have uninsured motorist. A lot of my insurance carriers combine these coverages into one, and you pay one premium for both. Some of my carriers, they do separate it out into two coverages. I know that Safeco is one that combines the two. Frankenmuth Insurance has two separate coverages for uninsured and underinsured motorist. And the pricing is fairly inexpensive for what you get. On average, you're looking at between $15 and $20 a year for each of these coverages. So it's highly, highly recommended that you purchase these. And again, those figures that I give you, those are just average quotable figures prior to any discounts that you may have. So the pricing may be even lower. But we highly recommend, especially if you live in the state of Michigan here, that you purchase uninsured and underinsured motorists as the same limit as your bodily injury limit. And I'm telling you, your bodily injury limit had better be at $250,000 per person, $500,000 per accident, or $500,000 combined single limit. Don't play around with trying to get cheaper insurance. It's not going to save you a whole lot by downgrading your coverage to $5,100 or $100,000, $300,000. The pricing for $250,500, I think, is a great price point for the coverage you get. All right. And again, the bodily injury is in case you get sued by somebody else because you caused them a serious bodily harm. All right. So if you don't want somebody to attach, maybe garnish your wages or put a lien on your house or put a lien on property or anything like that to try to get payment for damages that you caused them in an auto accident, I highly recommend that you stick with the $250, $500, or $500,000 combined single limit, as well as purchasing a personal umbrella policy for an additional $1 million in coverage to protect your assets from any lawsuits involving auto accidents. So something to seriously consider. Again, highly recommend that you get uninsured and underinsured motorist coverage on your auto policy. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You can send us an email. Our email address is mvpagency@gmail.com. I keep getting the website and the email transposed around. And again, that is mvpinsagency@gmail.com. I want to thank you for tuning in each and every week to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. And I hope you have a very good week, very safe week. And I don't know where you are, but it's getting warmer here. Fall has arrived, though. Leaves are turning. So go out there and enjoy that sunshine while you can. Take care.